Jim Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Get a chance to visit with the boys' golf coach at Sherrard, Brett Williams. And I know first up, just kind of your reaction to there being a fall season. We talked to you, I know, in the summer before the IHSA made the announcement on the modified schedule. So how are things going in the fall of 2020 with high school golf in Illinois?
It's a definitely a different year, Jim, but very excited we were able to have it. Kids are very conscious of everything that's expected of them, like the masks and the distancing. But once they get out on the course, it's like they're back at home. What's on my mind all the time is the health of the kids, and it kind of consumes me sometimes, especially like the bus ride. So last night we had a meet. And chose not to take JV, just a simple fact because, you know, the space on the bus and the, you know, just the comfortability of the kids. And not to mention, it was a rainy, rainy day. So, you know, it's different. We haven't scheduled as many meets. We definitely don't have as many tournaments. And then, of course, just having the regionals. But the kids' mindset on that is, well, let's end the season being, you know, regional champs. That's the farthest you can go this year, so why not? Let's do it.
Well, and I think, too, that that's important to note because kids are going to remember this year because of the COVID-19. So if you can win a regional this year, I think that will be special. And, you know, you talk about, like, worst case and best case scenario. I know, talked to a cross-country coach at Mercer County High School this week. You know, going into the fall, you wonder, well, are we going to have a season? So, you know, worst case scenario, we're not going to have a season. And then the IHSA announces, well, we are going to have a fall season, but the best case scenario is having a true state tournament series. You're not getting that. But I think you settle, you know, you would take, knowing in the summer, you know, a huge question mark, you would take now and say, hey, if they're going to give us a regional format and that's going to be it for the season, we'll take it right now. Not knowing what's going to happen basically the rest of the school year, right? Am I right on that?
Yeah, definitely. I in the spring, I was like, there's no way there's going to be a season. And then slowly but surely, you know, it opened up. And then, okay, we're having a season. And then, okay, well, it might be a different type of season, especially because of the health factors. But it's still golf, you know. And again, once you're out there, you can kind of get that feeling of nothing's happening in the world outside. You know, you get, I mean, it's still nice, open golf course, and the kids are playing, and it's really neat. You can get that false positive, and then you got to do kind of a self-check on the kids. I had to talk to them the other day. I'm like, you guys, remember, there's still that factor around here. Don't get complacent and think you don't have to wear masks. You know, anytime someone's coming up on you, you got to wear your mask. You got to use sanitizer when you go inside and come out. You know, you have to make sure they don't forget there's still an issue of that. But it can kind of fool you when you're out there sometimes when you see all these kids playing golf and you see, you know, spectators out there and you're thinking, this is normal. And it feels good. The last home meet we had, there's a lot of people out, you know, spectating. And the thing is, yeah, they're keeping your distance. But if you think about it, you notice it. But otherwise, you just see a bunch of people watching their kids play golf, and it's really nice.
All right. Well, I think, you know, when you look at your season, though, Coach, the one thing you have to be happy about, you mentioned dealing with all these different things and being consumed with a lot of stuff, but the kids kind of are plugging through. Did I read it right? You had a school record for low 9-hole total as a team. That's pretty good, isn't it? Right? You got to be pleased about that. So they're ready for this COVID-19 season, apparently.
Yeah, coming out of the gate, it was like the first meet. I know Brandon Welch was under par and Evan shot even, and the other kids were right there around, you know, low 40s. And then, then we come home course and, you know, again, you know, Evan's, I think, under par and Brennan's right around par and Austin and Blake and other varsity guys, they're right, you know, low 40s where you need to be and, you know, 152. So you know, bittersweet to break the record because, you know, the kids who made the record, you know, sorry, but that happens. And in all honesty, I'm thinking there's a 140 score in there yet to happen. We have one more home meet against Fulton. And these kids are you know, a below 150 for nine holes. The goal, I always tell them, is to shoot 320 in tournaments, and that's really a solid score. But, yeah, it was, you know, I said, you guys just beat the record. And they're like, what? I'm like, yeah, you guys, I mean, you know, it was early. But they practiced really hard all summer. And, again, I have to thank Fire Lake Golf Club. They are so accommodating to this team and these kids, and they love seeing junior golfers out there. It's really neat to see, but that is a factor in how these kids have improved through the years.
Well, and that is great, and I know, you know, with these restrictions of different events in the fall, you know, you can have only so many teams at some of these events, so I know some of the bigger invites have been wiped out when you're talking about 25 or 30 teams or things of that nature, but...
Yeah.
You know, I think Monday, you were telling me off the air, Monmouth Roseville is hosting an invite, and I think about 11 teams or so are going to be able to play, which is probably going to be almost as big as a regional you're going to play at here in mid-October. So I would think Monday's kind of a big deal for you, and you talk about, well, trying to shoot 320 as a team at these invites. So what about Monday being one of those, you know, really probably the biggest event on your schedule this year?
Yeah, they're looking forward to Monday. It, you know, in the past years, the Roseville tournament, I consider to be kind of like a pre-state, like a preview. I get a lot of the teams from, you know, Peoria and that. You know, now this year they won't be there just because of the crossing of the lines, I think, of the kind of COVID lines. You know, and the Monmouth Roseville host is doing it right. You got specific practice times on the greens, you got specific practice times on the range. They'll be wave paired, you know, on the course, so you're practicing and playing with the same teams, and that's what was kind of, you know, encouraged through the HSA, is, you know, keeping the kids in like pods. You know, like when I would practice, I try to have the same kids practice with each other. It's called, you know, the pod practicing. So there's a way to do it. It's just, you know, taking the time to be organized and, you know, communicating with the kids and being very careful, limiting spectators a little bit. There won't be any spectator carts, which might, prevent some people walking that course. It's not an easy course to walk, but a cart is a touch point. So they want to eliminate that touch point. And, you know, this is a very competitive tournament. I'm glad to see it able to happen. It'll be kind of a little preview of regionals. I mean, there are local teams. I don't know if all of them are in a regionals, because I haven't seen the assignments yet. But it's nice to be able to do an 18-hole event.
All right, great to catch up with our good friend Brett Williams, the head golf coach at Sherrard. Again, they have a big event, an invite coming up Monday at Gibson Woods, hosted by Monmouth Roseville. I think 11 teams, and I think October 24th is the end date for IHSA fall golf with a regional format. It was nice to catch up with Brennan Welch earlier this week, too. You can catch that interview on WRMJ.com. We'll catch up with some more golfers as the season progresses. Well, keep it rolling, Coach Brett Williams. Got a good thing going this fall. Good luck to the kids, and I know we'll talk to you down the road.
Hey, thanks, and congratulations on your award.
Appreciate
it. Yeah, all right. Yeah, have a great day.
Yeah, Brett Williams, golf coach on the boys' side at Sherrard, joining us on WRMJ and WRMJ.com.